Mr. Anderson, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us. I know you're in business in Texas, and I appreciate your time. Fascinating. Your experiences must have been, I know it was a tragic situation, but you were in New York and had been at one time in the World Trade Center. Tell me where you were when 9-1-1 started and talk about that experience.
Well, myself and one of my coworkers at Anderson Economic Group were both in the World Trade Center on that fateful morning. So that's the, you know, the, I guess when 9-1-1 started, we were there. And of course, no one knew what was going to happen and what a terrible, tragic day that was. And thank God I got out alive, as did my coworker, but a lot of people didn't, and including quite a number from Michigan.
So when it started, were you aware anything was happening, or had you conducted your work and you were on the way out?
No, I like most people who were in the World Trade Center at the time, I mean, it's extremely difficult to conceive of people doing such a monstrous thing as you know, running a plane into a building and killing all the people in the plane and killing a lot of people in the building. So even after the first plane hit, most of the people in the building, including the people that I spoke with, you know, thought it was an accident or maybe a small plane or something like that. I mean, it was just extremely difficult to conceive of how awful a crime and a tragedy this was. And also, if you were in the building, you couldn't quite see from the outside. So a lot of the people that were, for example, in the lobby or in the stairwells weren't quite sure the extent of the damage to the building and what a terrifying situation they were in.
What floor were you on, and did you feel anything like a tremor or movement of the building?
Oh, I definitely felt the first plane coming in. I was in the Marriott Building 3, or the World Trade Center Building 3, which is a Marriott hotel in between the first tower and the second tower, and they're all connected, so... you know, that's we definitely felt it, and some of the footage that you see, if you see that documentary that the French documentary team had done, because they happened to be trailing around some firefighters that day, a lot of that footage was shot in the lobby of the Marriott Hotel, and many of the people that escaped from Tower 1 and Tower 2 came through that same place, because they're all connected at the base. And you know, unfortunately, there were quite a few people that died in the hotel and on the street and around it. So that's one of the reasons my experience there was why I joined with a couple other people and started the Michigan Remembers organization. And as you know, Tony, we've got that website now that has a brief profile of all the people that I've been able to identify from Michigan that died, and some stories from people who lived through that day.
Where is that website?
It's at michiganremembers.org, and I'd encourage our folks in Michigan to take a look at that sometime today or tomorrow, so that they can, you know, get an idea of some people from their home state that lost their lives that day, and maybe a few stories. We have started collecting some money, and my family's donated some money, and we'll donate some more to try to build probably not a grand, but a reasonable physical memorial to the lives of the people from Michigan that passed away. And also, we'd like to remember some of the people that, firefighters, for example, and others that tried to save people, including me. And we want that's our goal to do over the next several years. And I'd encourage people, when they're marking this occasion the next couple days, to go to the MichiganRemembers.org site.
You also wrote an online column for the Detroit News. Talk about that.
I wrote a letter with myself and the other gentleman who was with me that day in New York, talking about this controversy over the proposed mosque cultural center near Ground Zero in New York City. I wrote that as an individual, not as a person that was representing the Michigan Remembers organization. And I felt that based on what the person, Imam Rauf is the guy's name, what he had actually said, and of course I did a little research, read his actual speeches, read his actual writings, that what he proposes to do there, which would include a September 11th memorial, would include an interfaith group of advisors, would include the kind of outreach to people of different faith that we'd like to see, and would be operated in many respects like a Jewish community center, a young man's Christian association, or YMCA, that would be a good thing. And so I told him that I was hopeful that his plans would move forward, although I did ask him to be respectful to the, you know, the sentiments of people that lost their lives there. And I also, in that letter, which you can see on the Detroit News, it's called the Michigan View, and I think they still have that up because obviously there's a lot of people interested in that right now. I also asked that the Greek Orthodox Church that was destroyed, that was right next to the World Trade Center, be rebuilt. There's no hullabaloo over this, but there was a small Greek Orthodox Church right next to the World Trade Center. It was completely destroyed, and it's still not rebuilt. And one of the reasons is because there's some resistance to rebuilding this Greek Orthodox Church, and I you know, completely disagree with that. I think we ought to rebuild that church, too.
All right, Mr. Anderson, thanks so much for your time. I appreciated it, and we will post online where folks can read your letter. Thank you so much.
All right, take care, Tony.